Among the many indicators pointing to a fragile U.S. economy are ongoing bank failures. 23 banks have failed just since July, and no state has seen more banks closed than Georgia. Since 2008, 70 banks have failed in the state. That's almost a quarter of all banks there. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Jim Burris reports on why Georgia's been especially hit hard.
To understand why so many Georgia banks have failed, you have to start here, at this upscale Northwest Atlanta development. Workers are putting the finishing touches on a 5-bedroom home. Monty Hewitt is the developer. He's built houses in Atlanta for 2 decades.
When times are good, you prepare for the bad times. And when they're bad, you just live through them. And that's just part of the cycle of the home building.
Hewitt has seen his share of cycles. 5 years ago, it was a great time to be a builder in much of Georgia. 200,000 people a year were migrating here, lured by new jobs and cheap housing. Builders couldn't construct homes quickly enough, and then the bottom dropped out.
The low that we had, which in my opinion started about 2006, was far more dramatic than anything that anybody in the business has seen as long as I can remember.
About that time, mortgage markets seized, the housing market stalled, home values plummeted, and the housing industry that had exploded in Georgia collapsed, and banks followed suit.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good morning, Mr. Evans. How are you?
Very good.
Joe Evans walks through the lobby of State Bank and Trust's Atlanta headquarters. He's president of the community bank that took over the failed institution that used to be here. Anytime a bank fails, the federal government steps in to protect customers' deposits and then usually assigns another financial institution to take it over. Evans says Georgia's banks are tied closer to the housing industry than other states.
Georgia, because of its legacy of many small community banks, wound up with many small community banks that were heavily concentrated in residential lending.
Unlike other regions where national banks dominate the landscape, community banks are a staple in Georgia. Each of the state's 159 counties had at least one, often more, Evans says.
The perpetuation of that culture of many small financial institutions worked well for many, many decades. And it just so happened that this downturn was particularly painful to community banks.
Mom-and-pop home builders looked to their local community bank for funding, and cash was easy to come by. New banks sprang up just to meet the demand, helped in part by favorable state financial regulations and a view that past growth was a future guarantee.
I think the worst is over for Georgia.
Byron Richardson is president of consulting firm Bank Resources.
Most of the troubled institutions have either been closed, are going to be closed, or those troubled institutions are taking the necessary steps to improve their health.
While housing construction defaults have eased, troubled commercial real estate loans are getting worse. Nationwide, the number of failed banks slowed during the first half of this year, but Georgia still leads the country with dozens of financial institutions on the troubled bank watch list. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.